Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we tear into the latest sources and give you the knowledge you need without the information overload.
Today, we're taking a look skyward, but, well, not at the planes themselves.
No, not at the physics of lift or anything like that. We're focused on something much more fundamental.
We're talking about the people, the maintenance technicians, the crucial talent that actually keeps these incredibly complex, multi-million-dollar aircraft safely in the air.
And if you have any connection to the aviation industry, you already know there is a huge crisis brewing.
Oh, it's more than brewing. It's happening right now. It's this massive retirement wave, a huge outflow of experienced people, and with them goes decades of knowledge.
It's a scramble, a real scramble, just to keep things running efficiently and, most importantly, safely.
Absolutely. The source material we're digging into today calls it a critical talent inflection point, which I think is the perfect way to frame it.
It really is. Yeah. We're talking about MROs, that's maintenance, repair, and overhaul organizations.
The hubs of the repair world.
Exactly. And they are fighting this brutal battle. On one hand, veterans are leaving in droves. On the other, turnover among new hires is just, it's shockingly high.
And the old ways of training, you know, the traditional apprenticeship model, it's completely collapsing under the weight of this demographic shift.
So our mission for you today is, well, it's threefold. First, we want you to grasp the sheer scale of this crisis.
Second, and this is the hopeful part, we're going to dissect the specific really pioneering solutions being deployed right now. We're talking about a fundamental shift.
A shift away from that old, informal, on-the-job training.
And into these new, structured, flexible, high-tech educational paths. And they're designed for one thing, rapid knowledge transfer and retention.
And our guide through all this, the central authority, comes from an organization that's really at the forefront.
That's right. We are diving deep into an extensive interview with David Bienvenue.
He's CAE's global leader for maintenance training and OEM relationships. I mean, this is the person who is basically architecting the response to this crisis.
He really is. So we'll start by defining the crisis. Then we'll analyze CAE's innovative solutions, both logistical and in the curriculum itself.
And finally, we'll explore something that's often overlooked, but is absolutely critical. The new focus on structured professional development for leadership and, crucially, for retention.
Okay, let's get into it.
So segment one, the critical talent inflection point. If you really want to understand why MROs are struggling so much, it all begins on the shop floor, with what the source calls the shop floor dynamic collapse.
This is where the math of knowledge transfer does. It just stops working. The core problem, as you said, is this mass retirement wave.
You're losing technicians, you're losing managers, people who have this incredible base of knowledge.
But the real issue, the thing that creates this pressure cooker environment, is the collapse of the historical ratio on the floor.
This ratio, I mean, it tells the whole story. In the past, the source says customers had, get this, essentially 9 experienced technicians for 1 new individual.
9 to 1. Just think about that.
It's an incredible safety net. 9 experts for every single novice.
And that structure is what made on-the-job coaching, or OJT, so effective for decades. It was informal, sure, but it was robust.
The new hire was never, ever alone. They could always get a second, third, fourth opinion on a procedure.
Exactly. OJT wasn't just, you know, a nice to have. It was the absolute foundation of how knowledge was passed down.
Because there was always someone there.
Yeah.
Always someone to ask, hey, can you double check this torque setting? Or does this look right to you?
All that nuance that just isn't in the manual. The subtle difference between a part that's worn and a part that's about to fail. That system was self-correcting. It was incredibly resilient.
But you fast forward to today, that wave of retirements hits.
And at the same time, you have this increase in demand in business aviation, which is pulling experienced techs into very competitive, high-paying jobs.
So that 9-to-1 ratio, it's gone. It's completely collapsed.
Now, you might be lucky to have 3 experienced techs trying to mentor 3 or 4 new people, all while the clock is ticking on a dozen different jobs.
The pressure just skyrockets.
That's instantly. You have fewer mentors, more new hires needing help, and this constant pressure to turn aircraft around because AOG aircraft on ground is the enemy.
Time is money. A lot of money when it's a multi-million dollar asset just sitting there.
So the result is, well, it's predictable. OJT time is either drastically cut or it just doesn't happen at all.
And that leads directly to the 2 biggest problems MROs face. Terrible retention and ineffective training.
It's so destructive. The new hires don't get that long-term informal coaching they need to build real confidence, that muscle memory competence.
So if you're a young technician and you feel overwhelmed, unsupported, or you're afraid to ask what you think is a stupid question,
you leave. You just quit. And that feeds this vicious cycle of high turnover that these organizations are just stuck in.
Let's just pause on the scale of this, because the data point CAE brings up isn't some far-off problem. They call it a demographic time bomb.
And it really is. The number is stark. About 30% of the workforce is within 10 years of retirement.
A third. A third of your entire experienced workforce is heading for the door.
That is not a small shift you can adapt to slowly. That demands a radical, scalable, immediate solution. You can't rely on the old, slow way of doing things anymore.
And the consequence of that knowledge gap is that the informal coaching system, the very bedrock of the old way, has just, it's evaporated.
It's a total systemic failure. And what you lose is what people often call tribal knowledge.
Right. It's one thing to be trained from a book, but the real art is in the diagnosis, isn't it?
It's everything. It's knowing the specific smell of a relay that's overheating before it actually fails.
Or the unique sound a particular actuator makes when it's under stress. This stuff that takes a decade to learn.
Exactly. It's the institutional memory. Knowing how a certain aircraft model behaves in cold weather versus hot weather.
And you lose the five people on staff who held all that knowledge in their heads.
Suddenly a problem that used to take an hour to diagnose now takes 2 days. And that inefficiency, that cost, it gets passed on, and it puts even more pressure on the people who are left.
But the crisis isn't just about the technicians turning the wrenches. David Bienvenu points out a parallel problem, what he calls the management void.
This is so critical to the retention puzzle. It's not just the experienced mechanics who are leaving. The experienced managers are leaving, too.
And that creates this huge stability problem. Because who steps up to fill that void?
Well, it's usually the best technical person on the floor, the star diagnostician, the person who's fastest at their job.
And now this person is, as the source says, getting thrust into management positions with little to no leadership training.
It's a classic problem in so many industries, but in aviation, the stakes are so high. You go from being rewarded for your individual technical skill,
for being great with your hands,
to suddenly needing to be great with people. Conflict resolution, delegation scheduling, strategic thinking, it's a completely different skill set.
And that's a massive psychological shift. Imagine being the hero on the floor, celebrated for your technical genius, and then you get promoted and you're immediately struggling.
And the tool you need most isn't a calibrated wrench anymore. It's emotional intelligence. It's empathy.
A manager who doesn't have those skills can demoralize a team of new hires so fast, it just accelerates that turnover problem we were talking about.
Which is why the source is so clear. Technical skill is not enough. You have to formally train people to be leaders. They can't just learn it on the job anymore because the people who would have taught them are gone.
And before we get to the solutions, it's worth noting CAE isn't just guessing here. They're basing this whole strategy on hard data.
Right. They have this huge proprietary tool called the Talent Aviation Forecast. It predicts the need for pilots and technicians across the whole industry.
And that data confirms everything their customers are telling them.
Severe tech shortages, real struggles with retention, major problems getting new staff onboarded efficiently. The data shows this is an urgent industry-wide crisis.
Which brings us perfectly to segment two, CAE's structural and logistical solutions.
Okay, so if the problem is a lack of time, a lack of mentors, and geographical constraints, then the solution has to be all about flexibility and technology.
Historically, CAE had two main ways of delivering training, right?
Right. The gold standard was first, in-person training at one of their, 70 global locations?
Something like that. Classic classroom learning. Very effective.
But you have to fly your people out, put them up in hotels. They're off the floor for a week or more.
The second option was on-site training. They'd fly an instructor to you.
Which is great, but only if you have enough technicians who all need the same course at the same time to make it economical. You're still pulling a big chunk of your workforce offline.
And under the current pressures, those models just weren't flexible enough. If you're a mid-sized MRO and you only need to train two people on one system,
you just can't afford to send them away for a week. The plane they should be working on is sitting there not making any money.
So enter the third way. This is what's designed to solve all those problems. Remote hybrid training.
This is the real game changer. And it's not just that it's remote, it's the hybrid part that's so important.
Explain that. What does that actually look like?
It means these classrooms are designed to have people physically in the room and other technicians attending remotely at the exact same time.
And we have to be really clear. This is not just a Zoom call with a webcam pointed at a whiteboard.
Not at all. The sources make it clear this is a massive technological investment. These are specially engineered learning environments.
They're equipped with additional cameras, sensors, and TVs.
The whole goal is active, high-fidelity engagement for everybody, whether you're in the room or 1,000 miles away.
Because if you're the remote student, and you just feel like you're a tiny, ignored square on a screen,
you're not going to learn anything. The retention rate plummets. It's a waste of time and money.
So the design is meant to combat that. The remote person isn't just a small square on Teams. They appear as a proper portrait of the individual.
The instructor has dedicated cameras and sensors so they can maintain virtual eye contact. They can read body language. Is that remote student confused? Are they engaged? Do they look like they're about to ask a question?
So it's about using technology to replicate that in-person feeling as much as possible.
Exactly. It removes the logistical barrier. Think about it. A technician who is supposed to travel can't because of a last-minute AOG event or a family emergency.
Now they can just join from their hangar office. They don't miss the training.
That flexibility is precisely what the industry needs right now.
And this isn't just a concept. These rooms are up and running.
Yep. They're operational in major hubs like Montreal and Dallas.
And they're expanding. The source mentions a new one coming online in Savannah, Georgia, right next to the Gulfstream facility.
Which shows how targeted this is. They're putting these resources right where the demand is, close to the major manufacturers, and another one in Burgess Hills in the UK.
So it's a global strategy.
It is. And alongside this high-tech classroom, they're also modernizing how customers access the training in the first place.
You're talking about the new online booking tool.
Right, at mxt.ca.com. It's in beta right now.
This might sound like a small thing, like just another website.
Yeah.
But in this industry,
it's a huge deal. Historically, booking a course was this complex process of phone calls and emails and contracts. It was slow.
This streamlines everything. You can browse courses, look at the curriculum, and if you have an account, just book it online.
Or if it's more complicated, you just click a button to contact a sales rep. As David Bienvenu puts it, it's a natural extension of working with our customers in the way they want to interact with us.
It's about reducing friction. In an industry where time is everything, making it easy to schedule training is a strategic move to get more people trained more often.
Exactly. And that seamless approach to logistics, the where and when, leads us right into segment 3, which is about evolving the curriculum itself, the what and the how.
Right, because having a fancy classroom doesn't matter if the content isn't right for the modern learner.
This is where the real pedagogical shift happens, and it starts with modular learning.
And the origin of this is a great story. It was developed specifically for a major client, for Bombardier.
Right. They were facing huge scheduling challenges and had these complex fleets with lots of different aircraft variants.
So the idea was to break up the training, the bite-sized approach.
It's genius! Instead of pulling someone off the floor for a solid month to get trained on a new airframe,
which is just impossible for most shops,
staff can piecemeal the initial training across different weeks. They take a small piece, a module.
They go practice it on the hangar floor, apply it immediately.
And then they come back later for the next piece.
This has to be incredible for knowledge retention.
It's a game changer. If you learn something in a 2-week class but don't actually use that knowledge for 6 months, you forget most of it.
But if you learn about a hydraulic system, and then immediately go work on that hydraulic system,
it sticks. The learning is anchored in real, practical experience right away.
And this approach is also super efficient for MROs that support fleets with multiple types of similar aircraft.
This is about not wasting time. CAE teaches the commonalities across different platforms first. You build that strong foundation.
And then you have separate, really focused short courses,
yeah,
just on the things where the elements are completely different.
The Challenger series is the perfect example from the source. You have the Challenger 350, the 605, the 650, all similar, but with key differences.
So instead of 3 separate long courses,
you do 1 module on the common systems, the basic airframe, the engines, whatever is the same.
And then you do a highly targeted mini course on, say, the specific new avionics suite in the 650 versus the 605.
Exactly. So the technician isn't wasting time relearning stuff they already know. They can ramp up a little bit faster on a larger suite of aircraft.
And CAE plans to expand this modular method to other MROs. So it's clearly a core part of their strategy.
It is. Now, moving from the structure of the curriculum to the delivery, we have to talk about immersive learning, AR and VR.
augmented and virtual reality. And CAE is very clear. These are not gimmicks.
No, they're complementary tools. They're integrated directly into the courses to boost understanding, especially spatial understanding.
The Gulfstream G500, G600 program is a key example. It includes a full VR walkaround.
And that's an incredibly powerful tool. A trainee can put on a headset and be standing in front of a perfect virtual replica of the aircraft.
They can practice opening panels, tracing hydraulic lines, finding components buried deep in an avionics bay.
All without touching a real multi-million dollar airplane that needs to be flying and making money. It's a safe, stress-free learning environment.
And the source says the trainee can be in that virtual space with the instructor.
Which is key. The instructor can be right there with them, pointing things out, guiding them through a procedure in a way that a 2D diagram in a book just can't match.
You can practice a high-risk procedure, like an engine inspection, over and over again with zero risk.
It saves so much time and frees up the actual airframes for revenue-generating work.
And all of this, the modularity, the VR, it all points to this core realization CAE had, which they call the new learning divide.
This is a huge insight. They identified a real learning divide. The new generation of technicians, the ones who grew up with iPads.
They just don't learn the same way as previous generations.
Not at all. If you're used to getting information visually, instantly, with interactive feedback, the idea of sitting through an 8-hour lecture reading a dense, text-heavy manual.
It's just not going to work. It's boring, it's ineffective, and it's a fast track to that person quitting.
So adapting the methodology isn't a choice, it's a necessity. The training has to pivot to videos, to visuals, to bite-sized content, and to highly interactive tools.
You have to meet the learners where they are.
You have to. And by designing the content this way, you maximize how quickly that new generation, the demographic you're relying on, to fill that 30% gap, can absorb the knowledge.
So it's not just about making training cool. It's about making it effective. And if it's effective and engaging, that helps with retention.
Absolutely. Which sets the stage perfectly for the final piece of this puzzle, segment 4, structured professional development.
This is all about solving the retention problem head on.
It's built around one central idea. Investing in your employees' development is critical for employee retention. It's the best defense against your talent jumping from one company's hangar to the next for a few more dollars an hour.
You create loyalty by investing in their future.
Exactly. And CAE has built this into three distinct tiers of development, covering the entire career path.
Let's start with tier one. This is for high potential employees, specifically the new technicians.
The goal here is simple. Help them get off the ground running quickly. This is a direct answer to that high turnover problem we talked about.
It's about replacing that lost OJT safety net.
Right. These classes are tailored to that first subset of the market. It's a formalized, structured mentorship experience. Instead of relying on 9 veterans to slowly bring you up to speed,
you have a program designed to give you that foundational boost so you feel competent and valued much, much faster.
And a technician who feels competent and productive is a technician who is satisfied with their job, and they're much less likely to leave.
Okay, so that's tier one. Tier two addresses the management crisis we highlighted. This is about training first-time managers.
And this is where their flagship program comes in. Aviation Interpersonal Management Skills, or AM 1.0.
This is a direct response to that problem of the best technician being thrust into management.
It is. It's a 4-day course. And importantly, it brings people together from different companies.
So they realize the challenges they're facing aren't unique to their hangar.
Exactly. And the focus of the course is on the skills they never needed as a technician. It's all about developing emotional intelligence.
The self-awareness, the empathy, all the interpersonal skills you need to start leading a team.
This is the crucial leap. It helps them make that incredibly difficult transition from being a great technical worker to being a great people manager.
They're learning things like conflict resolution, active listening, how to delegate effectively.
They're probably running through scenarios. How do you handle a conflict between an old school vet and a new hire?
Yeah.
How do you motivate a team that's burned out? These are the skills that build a healthy, supportive culture.
Which is what you need to retain those new technicians from tier one. It all connects.
It all connects. And then you have the top end of the pyramid, tier three, executive training.
AIM 2.0.
This is a newer program, and it's for people moving into an executive role at a company.
So while AIM 1.0 is about leading a team on the floor,
AIM 2.0 is about leading the organization. The source says it goes a lot more in depth.
So we're probably talking about things like strategic workforce planning, complex financial oversight, managing those high-level relationships with manufacturers.
It's the C-suite level of thinking. And this three-tiered approach shows a full-spectrum commitment to talent development from the floor to the boardroom. It's how you build a company people want to stay at.
Which brings us to our final segment, segment five, the future trajectory of aviation training.
Because all these changes, they aren't a temporary fix. This is the new baseline for the entire industry.
And David Bienvenu sees this as a fundamental shift away from what he calls training sprints.
Right. The old model was often reactive. A new aircraft comes in, so there's a quick sprint of training, and then nothing.
And then not doing it for the next 2 years.
Exactly. The future is a move toward more ongoing training, more consistent, regular touch
It
points.
makes sense. Technology is always changing, and knowledge decays over time.
And the best companies, the ones that really focus on retention and satisfaction, this is what they will start to do. They'll see training not as a cost, but as a continuous investment and a core employee benefit.
And this innovation is still accelerating. CAE expects to have a lot more to talk about in the first quarter next year, that's 2026.
Specifically about new technician development, that tier one piece.
And on the tech side, they expect a lot more coming down the pipeline on some of these interactive elements too. So more VR, more AR, more of that visual bite-sized learning.
It's all reinforcing the trends we've been talking about.
So if you put it all together, the hybrid classrooms for flexibility, the modular courses for retention, the AM programs for leadership.
And the digital tools that make it all accessible.
You get this comprehensive, flexible training pipeline.
A pipeline that is built from the ground up to solve that massive knowledge transfer problem caused by the retirement wave. They are essentially digitizing and structuring that lost on the job experience.
It's a complete overhaul of how aviation maintenance training is done, driven by pure necessity.
The industry just doesn't have the luxury of that slow, informal model anymore. It needs high speed, high fidelity knowledge transfer that works for the modern learner and builds strong leaders.
That is a perfect summary. So let's pull out the most critical takeaways for you to remember from this deep dive.
Okay. First, for me, it's the sheer scale of that demographic time bomb. 30% of the workforce is nearing retirement. That old 9-to-1 mentoring ratio is gone, and that requires an immediate structural response.
Second, it's the focus on leadership. It's not enough to train technicians. You have to train managers in emotional intelligence with programs like AIM 1.0. Strong leaders are the key to stopping that new hire turnover.
And third, it's the power of technological flexibility. Hybrid rooms, VR, these aren't just cool gadgets. They are essential logistical tools that let MROs train their people without stopping the flow of work.
And all of this has a direct impact on safety, on efficiency, and really on the long-term health of air travel for all of us.
When planes are safe, it's because this talent pipeline is strong and modern.
And the core lesson from David Bienvenu and CAE here is that this kind of tailored, ongoing, technologically driven education, it's the absolute key to retention. The future depends less on old traditions and more on this new structured approach.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to think about.
Okay, so if aviation maintenance, a field where on-the-job training was everything, where that 9-to-1 ratio was the bedrock, if that model is now obsolete,
What other essential complex industries are still relying on that same broken on-the-job-only model?
you think about specialized manufacturing, maybe high-level skilled trades, even managing critical infrastructure.
Where else is all that institutional knowledge just walking out the door with no clear, structured technological plan to replace it? And what's the long-term cost of that neglect?
Something to think about until the next time you join us.
For the deep dive.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.